done everything you can? What happened when that decision's made?
Yeah, on my part, I feel like I've done my best. I mean, I guess that's all I got to say. I mean, I'm trying to do my part, and hopefully that's as much as I can control.
You seem to be playing a lot, especially in the sub packages, right?
This past week, they had me playing some nickel, and so had some nickel in the first half, and then all of the second half.
You had an interception yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a tip today that led to an interception?
Yeah, I had. I was supposed to be on a man coverage on the back, and he stayed in the block, and quarterback was throwing, so I just put my hands up. Got lucky.
What did it mean for you to make this team? I mean, I know you've had sort of a long road to get here.
Really, I've kind of put my family in a rough spot. I mean, I have three kids, and I haven't had a job for who knows how long. And so, I mean, we've been just going through this struggle with. I mean, we've had family help from my wife's family and my own, and that's how we've kind of got through this. But I'm just hoping this all works out. I told my wife and mom since I got hurt that we're just gonna be in this no matter how long it takes. I'm trying to get my shot and finally got it, and hoping it works out for the best.
How long was your rehab? When did you actually feel like you were back?
So my rehab, I was released about 6 months after my surgery, and my first workout with the team was about 8 months. And so, I mean, in that first workout, I felt really, really good and moved really well. And so,
how much do you think your story and what you've gone through and the hardships that you've had to face have motivated you to give you the extra fire to make the kind of impression that you need to make a team?
I mean, it just reminds me of what my dad said something one time in a little family gathering, and I have a twin brother actually, and my dad mentioned that he was just glad that it happened. My injuries happened to me rather than my twin brother, because he knows that my mentality is, I mean, just 100% all the time. It doesn't matter what happens, and he knew that an injury wouldn't get in my way, and so, yeah.
What's your twin brother's name?
Kevin. Well, yeah, I mean, his English name is Kevin, and my English name is Devin, and then Tongan, it's Wani, and his name's Fethi.
How would you spell it?
What's that?
How would you spell his Tongan name?
F-E-T-I.
What?
That's kind of strange to have your father say and play it with you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's... Yeah. Everybody laughed about it, but, I mean, it was... serious side to it a little bit. So
what's your dad's name?
Chris.
With the determination that you show, do you even have nervousness on a cutdown day like today, or is that something that doesn't even enter your mind?
Sorry, what was that?
With the determination that you've showed, do you even have nervousness on a cutdown day like today, or is that totally out of your mind?
No, always. I'm always cautious of the worst, you know, and my wife tries to get me out of that mentality and just always be more confident than I am. I mean, she gives me more, what am I trying to say? She believes in me more than I do myself. And I'm just, but I think that's kind of helped me know that I'm never going to settle. I'm always going to try to just keep getting better. So,
where is your family? Are they in California or here?
They're actually out here with me.
Oh, they're here with you. So that helps.
Yep. Sure. Yeah.
Have you seen your game grow to the point where it's tangible now when you're out on the practice field that you feel like a different player?
I don't give myself enough credit. So, I mean, coming into the NFL, I've always felt, man, I'm going to have a hard time, and it's actually been a little easier than I thought beforehand. So,
when you came into camp, most people probably would have said this guy's a long shot. I mean, how did you see yourself?
Same. When I first came in, it's always, since I was a little kid, it's always been a long shot. And then finally when I got my foot in the door, I mean, it's still, at that same day, it still felt like a long shot.
What is the one thing you believe you have to prove to the coaches in this camp for you to have a chance to make it?
The mental part of the game. I think that's, as a Mike backer, I feel like that's what's going to help you play good, well, compared to great. And so,
if for some reason things don't work out this week, how much longer are you going to hold on to the dream? I mean, you're 28, you have your family now. You mentioned that.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going until it's a complete. Just completely out of range, and so yeah, I'm gonna keep fighting. And years, I have no idea, but just when I have an idea of that it's completely out of range for me, then that'll probably be the time.
Hopefully next week you don't have to worry about that.
Hopefully.
How big of a help has it been being in camp with Jamil and John, and how to learn your trade?
Oh man, every single veteran linebacker has been helpful to me in different ways. And John, I mean, we sit right next to each other in meeting rooms, and he's just always whispering little details. I mean, and he gets all the smallest details down, and so it's been a big help on just the little things, really.